Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Interlacker this morning with Mully and Hanley talking right there about the Bears' number three pick, the very high pick they do have. You can catch that entire interview, a very good interview as well, at 670thescore.com. Some NFL news and notes. The Bears, they're raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. It's the first ticket hike in 3 years. Good luck to that. The Atlanta Falcons, they fired their defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 6 points. And tonight they play in Minnesota, hoping to make up some of that that space. Corey Crawford, he starts in net. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls, they're at Golden State this evening. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He's missed the last two games. Dwayne Wade is sick. He's a game-time decision. The Warriors are 22-3 at home this year. Tip-off is at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, the early national game for you, a good one. It's the Cavs at Indiana. That one tips at 6. College hoops here on the score tonight. DePaul at number 24, Xavier. Coverage starts at 5:30. Hey, John Wick is back, and he's in action as he heads to Rome to face off with the world's deadliest killers. That's where they all hang out. Tune in to 670 The Score this week to win passes to see the film for free. John Wick, Chapter 2. In theaters now. I'm Matt Abatacolin. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And we're the radio home of the world champion. That's right, world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
The NFL's new $100 million concussion initiative.
They might as well pour it down a black hole.
There is nothing they're going to do with helmets that is going to eliminate the danger or make the game safer.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hub, I want you to put on your Mr. Peabody glasses and fire up the Wayback Machine for this one.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That'd get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. Maybe you didn't hear me, but we actually have a couple open lines. This is a terrific opportunity for people who normally are squeezed out on Hub Wednesdays. 312-644-6767. You want to jump in, we will get you on right quick.
Yeah, there's draft stuff. There's the Packers getting rid of a corner who, you know, some don't think can play anymore or is too hurt. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there for you. And, of course, there's still Super Bowl spill.
Yeah, the trade market, the quarterbacks, everything that's happening with the Bears.
The 49ers, so Shanahan stuff is starting to be a little bit more clear on what he might want. He says his system might be too hard for a rookie.
You all set, Hub?
I'm good.
Good. All right. We will start with Frank in Oak Park on the score.
Hub, I'd like to thank you for all you do each year to help us football fans look behind the NFL curtains. In that regard, the Bears are facing a key decision at quarterback that will determine whether Ryan Pace continues as GM or we see George McCaskey introduce his successor by 2020. If the Bears decide to draft a QB in round one, likely after trading down, they probably bring in a transition veteran like Brian Hoyer to start until the rookie is ready to lead. But if the Bears instead feel no rookie hurdle merits a first-round slot and they instead select one in round two or three, that veteran acquisition is much more important because it could start for, who knows, maybe 2 years. I only know the stats and what is common knowledge about veteran QBs set to hit the open market as free agents or who may be traded or released. Tell me more of what the insiders are saying about the following. First, Mike Glennon, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Glennon has a nice 2-to-1 TD interception ratio, but his yards per attempt is below 7. In addition, while his escapability skills are not Avellini-esque, he can see that neighborhood from where he's at. Next, A.J. McCarron, Cincinnati Bengals, originally more famous for his girlfriend, now wife, than his NFL games. McCarron played in 7 games in 2015 and looked good in helping the Bengals make the playoffs. However, a shoulder injury kept him from playing at all his rookie year. For a hurler who was never considered a strong arm guy, is this a red flag? And finally, Jimmy Garofalo, famously of the New England Patriots. Actual starting video on Garofalo is less than any of the other QBs listed here. You said 35% of front office people are less than enthralled with this Eastern Illinois product. Is that the result of memories that these same folks have of Matt Castle, a Patriot backup, and what he did after leaving New England?
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
Dude.
I'm not coming back up.
All right, Jay, you stay down there.
Yep. Frank, you know, first of all, that 35% figure on Garab, that was a rough estimate. About 1 out of 3 people I talk to just aren't as enthused about Jimmy Garoppolo's surefire future franchise quarterback as some people are. But the flip side of that is that pretty much 2 out of 3 scouts like the guy. They like what they've seen. You know, everybody in Bears Nation is trying to project or predict the next franchise quarterback. There's probably 25 teams in a league that don't have a franchise quarterback. The step you're trying to make here is a dependable starter who isn't going to lose games and can occasionally make a few plays to win some for you. So in that vein, I'm a little surprised by the amount of Mike Glennon love out there, because there's a bunch of smart people who really think he's got a chance to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. The reason the Bucs drafted Jameis Winston is after 18 starts, they didn't think Glennon was the guy. You know, so he is a free agent. He's going to get a lot of attention, and he's going to get a chance to be a starter somewhere. I don't know anybody who's jumping up and down about A.J. McCarron. He is the classic case of, you know, media and fan conjecture. You know, he's just the backup in Cincinnati who started a few games because Dalton broke his thumb, and he wasn't bad, but. Most people I talk to believe that McCarron is a number two quarterback, you know, probably a pretty good one we can get away with for a while. And, you know, as far as Garoppolo, I think we can boil it down pretty simple. I like him a lot. The people I've heard like him a lot. I would definitely give up a mid to late first round pick for him. There's no way I'd give up the 3rd overall pick for him. And, you know, the little bit I've heard so far is that that's kind of where the Bears are at.
The next call will be Alex in Milwaukee on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got 2 small questions on the same point. One, is it considered a bigger coaching blunder for what happened this year with Kyle Shanahan or a couple of years ago when Seattle decided to throw the ball instead of run the ball? And on that same point, you almost heard immediately after the Super Bowl, you saw Marshawn Lynch tweeting out, oh, should have given me the ball, should have given me the ball. You haven't really heard anything from the Atlanta side. Is that more of a testament to Atlanta being a team that's got gets together, or is that Marshawn being Marshawn?
Well, Alex, I don't think there's any comparison. We talked about this a bit last night. All of the smart football people that I've talked to don't think there was a coaching blunder this year. That, in fact, Shanahan, with his offense and that situation, the way the game had gone, and the way the run had been taken away, that they had a much better chance of succeeding through the air than running the football. And people need to remember, there was 4 minutes left on the clock. They weren't trying to just settle for a field goal.
They were trying to keep the ball away from New England and score a touchdown, which really would have locked it up. So there was no coaching blunder. In two Super Bowls ago, that was a horrible coaching blunder because you're on a one-yard line. You got LeGarrette Blount, and you're just trying to outsmart somebody. You didn't do that because of the way the game had gone or because, you know, you felt you had a better chance. It was just a really bad call. So it's kind of a non-starter. The Super Bowl loss 2 years ago is, you know, clearly on Pete Carroll and Daryl Bevel. And, you know, I don't know if we ever decided who owned that call. This one is not on Shanahan. This is the Patriots did what they had to do to go out and win the football game.
Here's Tony in Villa Park. He's on Sports Radio 670 with Hub.
I guess I'm wondering, what do you think the Bears would be able to get for Alshon Jeffrey in a trade?
Well, you know, Tony, that's a good question. It would have to be with a team that knew they could even do a deal. You know, Jeffrey would have control over the trade because nobody's going to make that deal. You know, you can franchise him and trade him, but nobody wants him under that tag. That wouldn't work. So, you know, if you can find a team that is suitable to Alshon, it diminishes the value a little bit because it's a bit of a restricted market. But I think he's probably worth a second-round pick. You know, you're not going to get a one. You might get a pair of threes. I think it was a pair of threes that the Bears gave up for Brandon Marshall. Marshall was, I think, a year or two older at that time, but more accomplished. So I'd say probably a two or maybe a three this year and a three next year, assuming that Alshon would agree to the deal with whoever you're trading with.
In Waukegan, it is Justin. He is on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and I know, obviously, the two biggest issues we have are wide receiver and cornerback. Based on how you're seeing the draft play out right now, what do you think is the best value pick for us at either position? Thanks.
You know, Justin, we actually were just working on our first mock draft for Pro Football Weekly yesterday, and we got to the Eagles spot. I'm doing this from memory. It's with the Vikings pick because, of course, they don't have their own. And I think it's going to be cornerback. There is a ton of talent at cornerback this year. Greg, and a lot of this will change after the combine, but right now, I think Greg just tweeted this, Greg Gabriel, got 12 cornerbacks with first or second round grades.
Wow.
About four or five with certain first round grades, but there's a bunch of talent, you know, once you get down around 25 to 50. Wide receiver is good, but not that good. And once not, now Greg is really high on Juju Smith-Schuster. I always screw that up. Everybody loves Mike Williams. And of course, there's Corey Davis at Western Michigan. There's John Ross at Washington. But the three kind of must haves are Williams and Juju and Corey Davis. So, you know, by the time the Eagles pick, I think one of those three receivers will be there. There's going to be three or four cornerbacks with first-round grades. So it's just going to be a question of how they came off in front of them. But most likely that they'll have a top corner there as opposed to a top receiver.
In Joliet, it's Biff. He's on the score. Hey, Biff.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hub, it's a pleasure listening to you talk football. My question is this. It's actually two-part. Talks about the Chicago Bears offensive line. A couple years ago, they drafted Hronis Grasu with a pretty high pick. I believe it was a third round. If he comes back and for some reason he stays healthy, what does that do for Cody Whitehair and the interior of the Bears line? And the second part of this is if Cam Robinson is sitting there in the second round when the Bears pick, do you think they would consider taking him? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Yeah, let me take the first part or the second part first. There's no chance Cam Robinson is sitting there in the second round. I mean, he is a top 10 talent who, you know, could go top five, but it'll probably fall down somewhere between 8 and 15 because of the off the field issue. And you know, it is more serious than what happened with Laramie Tunsil last year, but it is not as current, and it's something that he's had some time to put behind him. He's probably not quite the prospect that Tunsil was, but he's close. And so Cam Robinson is going to go, my best guess, is between 8 and 15. You know, as far as what the Bears do inside, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches. It's a good problem. You know, Josh Sitton should be able to play at a Pro Bowl level for a couple more years. Kyle Long, you know, I think he's an outstanding football player.
Whether he stays at guard or they still consider going to tackle really depends on what they feel at this point about Charles Leno Jr., because as I just said, Robinson is the only kind of sure first-round talent. There's Ryan Ramczyk out there. And I don't think you can take Robinson at three, and I don't think either one of them is there when the Bears come around the second round. If they thought about moving Kyle, then there's a chance that Whitehair goes back to guard, and Grissou, if he's good enough and earns it, goes back in at center. But it looks like Kyle is staying at guard, and if you've got Sitton and Long at guard, Whitehair at center, Grissou becomes a backup. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunate if that's what you got out of that third-round pick, but that's going to happen sometimes. You didn't know the way this was going to go when you drafted Grissou, and to me, this is it's a good mistake or problem. It's not a mistake. It's a good situation. It's not a bad one. I think most likely Grissou is looking like your backup center at this point. I don't think he's going to be a guard, and they don't need a guard right now.
This is Steve in Springfield on the Score.
Hey, Hob, as a long-suffering Chiefs fan, I have, I guess, two questions. One, what do they need to get over the hump and finally actually maybe potentially make a Super Bowl at some point? The last time they made it, I was 8 years old. And the other question, I heard on a, this was on another station, but I heard a pundit, NFL pundit, saying that Tony Romo might be a possible landing place, might be Kansas City, and I can't imagine that. I just wondered what you thought.
You know, I've heard it from more than one pundit. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I don't know that when you look at Romo's big game track record and his health issues that he's a better option than Alex Smith. People are all over the board on Alex Smith. You know, he shows up and wins games you don't expect him to, and then he doesn't get the job done. I don't think what happened against Pittsburgh was that he didn't do anything to overcome it. And ironically, as I said, we were just working on the Pro Football Weekly mock draft. This is the first one, and we had the Chiefs taking Mitch Trubisky. I think they're sitting at, what, 26 or 27? And I think if he was there, they'd be very tempted to do that. You know, Andy Reid does like Nick Foles. I'm unclear on his contract situation. I think there's an option in there. Might be a little punitive salary cap-wise. I don't think he's free. You know, maybe he goes there. As far as their greatest need, you know, I can't say quarterback is their greatest need. I think playmakers, instant offense, Tyreek Hill became that player, and they were finding different ways to use him. I think they need another quality receiver to go with Travis Kelce and him and Jeremy Maclin, or maybe Jamal Charles bounces back. You know, they can always get better on the offensive line. They're getting older on defense, but they don't have a great need there. So I think you'd argue another Tyreek Hill-type playmaker, you know, quarterback, and then possibly, you know, another pass rusher.
Quad Cities, this is Danny. He's on the Score. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And, Hub, I just really wanted to gain some perspective from your view on a trend that I've noticed in the NFL, which – from what I've seen, a lot of teams are trying to copy this. The Seattle Seahawks model is now the Atlanta Falcons model and get younger, athletic, more speed, more athleticism, and less size in the defensive front. And one thing that I think I've noticed as a kind of reciprocation from that was the resurgence of power football, big offensive lines, big running backs like the Dallas Cowboys, and I think we can watch out for the Tennessee Titans fairly soon. I wonder, just your perspective, if you've noticed anything or any teams more motivated to run the ball in a power sense, and if you think that's, you know, because it's always going to be a quarterback league for the foreseeable future, I just wonder what you think about maybe a resurgence of power football coming back in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, I don't think that more speed and size on the defense are mutually exclusive. I agree with you that Quinn is trying to recreate Seattle, but he's not looking to get smaller up front. He's just looking for more speed everywhere he can find it, because if you do get smaller up front, no matter how fast you are, you're going to struggle against a team like the Dallas Cowboys and the Tennessee Titans with those huge offensive lines who can chew you up. You know, will there be a trend back towards power football? Certainly, you know, again, that was the Dallas model this year. I think that's where Tennessee is going, although you'll see that Tennessee and Dallas are going to be drafting wide receivers very high this year. So at the end of the day, it's about balance. It's about whether you want to run a West Coast offense or a vertical passing game. Do you still want to play great defense? You want to be able to run the football? And I do think you're going to see a lot of teams trying to recreate the offensive line situation
that the Cowboys have now and that the Tennessee Titans are close to. You know, there's other really good offensive lines as well. Will, you know, teams get away from these wide-open passing games? I don't think you can. I mean, you saw what happened in the Super Bowl. You saw what happened in the few playoff games that were really exciting and competitive. So, no, I don't think we're going back to the old days of George Halas, Bill Wade, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But I do think you're seeing a lot more teams want more speed on defense and more bulk on the offensive line.
Let's see if we can squeeze in one more real quick for Hub. Be fast, Dan, in Oak Forest.
Hey, how about we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. You were on the sidelines there for the Super Bowl game on Sunday night. I wanted to see that Julio Jones catch in the fourth quarter. I think it was on third down. Where does that rank in your all-time catches? And that Julian Edelman, did you think that was a catch at first? And where does that one rank for you?
Yeah, I was in the press box Sunday. I was on the sidelines the week before, but still, you know, obviously got really good looks at it. I did not, and I had the glasses on it, and still didn't think that Julio Jones had caught that ball because I didn't see how he was going to get that second toe tap down. And to me, it's still stunning to me that he made that catch. It's stunning to me that Matt Ryan made that throw. I think when you think about where you were in that game, in the Super Bowl, that throw and that catch were as good as I've ever seen. You know, as far as Edelman, in real time, I didn't know. You know, I knew that he had come up with the ball but needed that first look. But it was very clear from the very first look that we got that he did catch the ball. And again, you know, you got to get lucky in a situation like that for it to sit on Ricardo Allen's arm. But it is still a miraculous bit of concentration on his part and to double catch it and then get his hand underneath it. I don't think there was any question, as I said, from the first replay that he caught it. Just two phenomenal plays. But if we're asking which one was the better one, that's got to be Julio Jones. I mean, I don't know how he does that. And he clearly he got the catch in. Perfect throw, perfect catch, one of the best plays I've ever seen.
Hub, thank you.
Guys, always fun. I know we'll slow down a little bit now, but the draft magazine comes out in a couple weeks, so year-round. Nice. In the meantime, go Hawks. I can't say go Bulls. I'll sound stupid. But
love you, Hub.
Love you,
Hub.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
That's Hub Arkish. Right now, caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 gift card to the Chicago Chop House, a Chicago icon hand-cutting their steaks since 1986. You're listening to The Score.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
On top of their already low prices, right now, here's what you get. A dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included. No surprises. All for just $34.99. Go to proflowers.com. Use my code Bernstein. You pick the flowers. You check out in 2 minutes. You set the delivery day you want. You order now. You have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to home or work. I've seen this bouquet. They sent one here. It's great, and it lasts as long as they say with their 7-day guarantee or your money back. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. The only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99, is by going to proflowers.com. You click the blue microphone at the top right corner and type in Bernstein. ProFlowers.com. Click the mic. Type in my code, BERNSTEIN. Valentine's Day is only days away. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's always working. He's always putting his best foot forward. He's always going out trying to get his job done. Every day he gets up, he gets his job done.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet William.
How you doing?
He's a veteran, and he called to get pre-qualified to purchase a new home. David pre-qualified William to secure a VA loan, which enabled him to purchase a home with no money down and no private mortgage insurance. William called other lenders before calling David. He ultimately chose David to secure his VA loan because of David's dedication to helping homeless veterans. William was also impressed David's closing costs were over $1,000 less than the other mortgage companies who advertise about having low closing costs. So if you're a veteran and you want to use your VA entitlement with a lender who respects your service and sacrifice and whose definition of low closing costs is $1,000 less than other lenders' low closing costs, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Shut it down!
Thanks to Eddie Johnson and Hub Arkish for joining us today. Thanks to our video director, Brian Gertsch, our producers, Nick Shepkowski and Chris Tannehill. T- tomorrow, we're looking forward to more fun and adventures.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll be talking about Steph Curry's comments.
Oh, indeed we will.
Young man picked a lane that no one ever thought he would ever pick because he's America's darling.
Yeah, that's the little boy that America loves and has the beautiful wife and daughter and fabulous life. And he...
Get ready, Steph.
He was asked if Donald Trump was an asset, and he said only if you remove the E and the T. So
now, who cares what that basketballer thinks?
I don't care. We just put the ball in the basket and shut up.
Well, stick to being cute and lovable.
Stick to sports.
Well, he didn't, and good for Steph Curry. So we'll talk about that and much more tomorrow. Big Hawks game, late Bulls game, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So keep it here for some college basketball. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Has actually talked to Carmelo about maybe accepting a trade. And Carmelo won't have any of it. And so Phil says, well, since I can't really reason with him, the only other option I have is to publicly humiliate him to try to push him out. But, I mean, as you see from this report from Wojnarowski, and I think it makes a lot of sense from Carmelo, who definitely has an ego, the best way to get Carmelo Anthony to agree to going anywhere is not to make him seem worse, is not to make him seem pathetic, is not to make him seem like damaged goods. It's to build him up. That's the only way you're going to get Carmelo to buy into your side. Because if you don't, I mean, Carmelo already had the insecurity of not having the rings, of not being part of the crew like LeBron and like Dwayne Wade, his best friends that have the championships. Not being considered a winner. He's already insecure about that. So now you're going to try to get to him. You're going to try to embarrass him to change his mind. Stupid. It's so stupid. It's so, so stupid. And Phil, again, I don't know if this is a coach that has lost touch or if he was always this stupid, but the way that he's approaching this thing right now is beyond ignorant. That cough you hear behind me is from Jolly J. Berman, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Why don't we try to superimpose that next to Erica Herskowitz's clearing of the throat from last night, Mraz, and we'll just see which one's louder?
Yeah, that was Monday night, but it's just, I feel like we've had a common theme of update anchors just coughing all over the place when they get in lately.
Oh, yeah, a lot of coughing, a lot of coughing.
Kevin Dexter was hacking up a lung last week, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
But he was not in studio with me.
No, you were on Radio Row, but I know, like, I saw him doing that. I just thought, I think the cough is the plague might be on all the anchors.
Was that why he couldn't do Trash Tuesday? Because he was coughing?
Sensitive subject, Jay.
People don't realize that Kevin Dexter begged out of Trash Tuesday, didn't want to do it.
Yeah, if you only heard three people do Trash Tuesday last week, there's a reason for that. Kevin Dexter did not want to do Trash Tuesday.
I still can't figure that out.
It's like Phil Jackson not talking to Carmelo. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody's got something to complain about.
Discussed in detail in last week's PGP, by the way.
He's the Mackie Sasser of the
DHL. Chuck Knobloch just simply cannot throw to first base. It was discussed in this week's PGP that's about to be released?
Last week, Side B.
Okay.
Yeah, I discussed how I was a little annoyed at the situation because as the producer, you know, I'm looking for you to at least move the runner over and Trash Tuesday.
Right.
You don't got to hit a home run at the center field. Just lay down a bunt, move the guys over, and get... He couldn't even do that for us.
But he came at you and said, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, he approached me. He said, I know it's Tuesday. I'm out on Trash Tuesday. I said, well, everybody participates in Trash Tuesday. He goes, I stink at it. You know I stink at it. I'm not embarrassing myself. I'm not doing Trash Tuesday. I said, well, you could just get... You got something to complain about. Mraz, I'm not doing Trash Tuesday. So then I had to come back to you down the line in Houston and go, we're party of three, if you will.
Defiant.
Yes, he was very defiant.
Kevin Dexter.
He put the foot down and just looked at me like, there's nothing you could say that's going to convince me to do Trash Tuesday.
It's a guy that doesn't seem to be ever angry at anything. He's almost always has a lukewarm take on everything.
Which, ironically, he could have just got up there and trashed me for making him do Trash Tuesday. And guess what? That would have been a funny trash.
Yeah.
Move the runners over.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, Dexter put his foot down.
Put his foot down. Dexter, you know, on a bad list with the DA show.
Yeah,
now.
That's right. No, it's that could be the cut line right there. 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, an NBA legend hurts the feelings of one of the NBA owners. DA, CBS Sports Radio, and your latest sports update right now. Here's Jay Berman.
Sports Flash.
All right, guys, we'll start in the NBA. Cavs and Pacers getting set for the top of the hour. Should be a good one from Indianapolis. The nightcap in the NBA features the Bulls and Warriors from Golden State. That should be fun as well. Dwayne Wade going up against Kevin Durant and company. Also have college basketball tonight, a triple header on the CBS Sports Network. It all begins at 7 Eastern with South Florida and Connecticut. VCU then visits George Washington at 9 Eastern, the nightcap at 11 Eastern for UNLV and Nevada. Inside the top 25 coming up in a matter of moments, number 24 Xavier welcomes in DePaul. Also in action, number 6 Baylor, number 13 West Virginia, number 9 Arizona, number 11 Cincinnati, and 14th ranked Florida State all in action tonight. NHL, just one game on the schedule tonight. They'll drop the puck about 90 minutes from now in Minnesota between the Wild and the Blackhawks. Before we get to the football, let's get some baseball notes in here. Homer Bailey had bone spurs removed from his elbow. He'll miss 4 to 6 weeks, which means he'll likely start the season on the DL. The Angels have signed Yusmeiro Petit. The Diamondbacks have given a minor league deal to Hank Conger. All right, to the NFL now. Falcons continue to remake their coaching staff. Richard Smith, the defensive coordinator, is out. So is defensive line coach Brian Cox. Elsewhere, the Eagles have released cornerback Leotis McKelvin. The Giants have re-signed defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. And the Green Bay Packers today released veteran Sam Shields. I'm Jay Berman.
So who needs a scrumptious chili recipe? It goes perfectly with football and winter hoops. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 2 a.m. Eastern weekdays on CBS Sports Radio.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 1414. But hurry, this deal expires this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $29.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1414. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1414.
You know, sometimes holding things for people is just the right thing to do. Holding the door, holding someone's place in line, even holding your wife's purse when she uses the restroom. That's why when you reserve a used car on CarMax.com, they'll hold it for up to 7 days free of charge. Will they hold it if it's pink and enormous and full of more lip gloss than anyone could use in one lifetime? Well, if they loved you, they would. Apparently. 7 day holds, no judgments. CarMax. Drive what's possible.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
What the heck happened in this election?
What is America thinking?
Hi, I'm Margie O'Meara, Democratic pollster with PSB Research.
And I'm Kristen Soltis Anderson, Republican pollster with Echelon Insights.
And this is the Pollsters Podcast.
Each week, we talk about the polls, driving the news in politics, tech, and pop culture.
With friendly discussion, not partisan bickering.
We go behind the scenes on how polling works.
But save some room for the fun stuff.
There's polling out there on pumpkin spice lattes, Star Wars, you name it.
Take a listen.
So, for all the money that was spent, for all the effort that was made, literally 4 counties in Florida, 1 county in Michigan puts us at 261 electoral votes, makes Hillary Clinton the president. So remember that.
And you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget to rate us and write a review. We love data.
We also link to the polls all week at our Facebook and Twitter pages.
At the pollsters, of course.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
There are times when people need a little extra money. Honest, hardworking people like your neighbor, or maybe you. And some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it. Avant. You simply go to avantoffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate, risk-free, with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If you need a loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
Take Maraz's job for the night.
Okay, I'll try.
It's very, very demanding. When the phone rings, you pick up and you say, hello, what's your name and what city are you calling from?
I think I could.
If a guest falls through, just call another writer that you know will come on. Okay? Even if nobody's heard of them, okay?
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
41 minutes past the hour. We encourage you to check out our website, daoncbs.com. There you will find all of my columns for CBS Sports. Also, DA On Demand, all of the audio from every show, segment by segment, plus all of our interviews available there as well with write-ups. That's daoncbs.com. Tim is in Abilene, Texas, listening on 98.1 of CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's the first time I ever called in. Enjoy your show. Listen to it running back and forth to work. So.
Well, I appreciate that, Timmy. Thank you, man. What's going on?
I got a theory on this Carmelo deal that's going on. Let's assume, and I'm with you, it's kind of crazy that he's acting this way. But let's assume he goes up to Carmelo and says, hey, I want to trade you. Carmelo says, not on your life. So at that point, he's going to go and say, you know what, I'm going to run this dude in the ground, so since he didn't go anywhere, maybe he'll have something to prove to me.
You mean you think he's trying to motivate Carmelo?
I don't know, because it doesn't make any sense that he's going to bash, like you said. If you're on the bargaining chip, you're going to bash it.
Yeah, I actually think that it's less savvy than trying to get Carmelo to get motivated to help you out. I think it's just that Phil doesn't know how to deal with somebody, and we've seen him lash out at some of his players before. Remember, he wrote an entire book trashing Kobe. I just think that that Phil has a monster ego. I think that Phil is wrapped up in being Phil. And I also think that this situation, taking over the Knicks, is embarrassing to him. You know, think about how much he's won over the course of his career. He obviously won 6 titles in Chicago. even when Michael left, they were right there deep in the playoffs against the Knicks in 94. When he went to the Lakers, they had some down times after Shaq left, but for the most part, they were winning, winning, and winning some more, and he was considered one of the great coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time. And think about it this way. He's a Knicks legend because he was on those storied 70 and 72 teams that won titles. And because of it, he's kind of this iconic piece of Knicks lore that was expected to just come into the Knicks and fix everything. And once that didn't happen, I think he started getting really frustrated. And now he gets tagged by the tabloids. He gets blasted by the fans. He gets ripped in the media. And I think probably his boss, James Dolan's going, I pay you all this money and we can't get out of our own way. We're still this bad. And I think that totally disrupts Phil's zen or whatever. And I just think he's at wit's end because he's under pressure to win and he's been a debacle. The Derek Fisher hiring was a debacle. Hornacek doesn't look much better. You know, the signing of Joakim Noah has been a disaster. And he had Carmelo, and Carmelo could have left and given the Knicks nothing in return. Or, and I think the way that Phil thought about it, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad way to think about it, is, look, we have first right of refusal. He's a free agent. We've got bird rights on him. We're not going to sign, being this bad, we're not going to sign somebody of Carmelo's caliber anyway. So let's hold on to him. Let's do whatever it takes to hold on to him. Now, what Phil made a mistake in doing is giving him the keys to the entire organization by saying you can have a total no trade clause and you can have a 15% kicker if you get traded on the back end of this contract, basically making it untradeable. But I really don't think that there's any sophistication going into this right now from Phil. I just think he's frustrated and doesn't know how to deal with people. I really do. I think that's where we stand right now. He just doesn't know how to deal with Carmelo. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to not actually sit down with him and communicate, but this is what Phil's gone silent. He's gone dark. He's not at games anymore. You know, he's in his own little world, and I just think this is part of that little world of dysfunction that he lives in. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is in Philly listening online to CBSSportsRadio.com. Hey, Rick.
Beam me up, please.
All right, buddy. What you got going on?
Yeah, man. So the soap, going over the soap opera with Phil as usual and Mello. So, man, I think the Knicks are really stuck. We knew going in that Phil was unqualified for this type of job. He has obviously the resume as a coach, but we knew going in he's kind of a straight shooter. He says what's on his mind. He, you know, rips players even when he was coaching. He takes shots at people. We know his resume, so this is not new to me. I think the Knicks are really in a bind because that no trade clause, which he should be booted for giving them that. He doesn't deserve a no trade clause. If you're LeBron, you deserve that, not if you're Melo. So to me, the only offer really I see, because his demand and his salary is so low, I think the only offer really they can take is that L.A. offer, and I think that's probably where Melo would probably go, is the Clippers. Maybe you can get Jamal Crawford and Austin Rivers, but other than that, really, who's going to give up anything for Melo? He doesn't have any trade value on the market, and his salary's game is, you know, makes him basically untradeable. And
it's too high. It's too high of a contract, and Carmelo doesn't do the things that you need somebody to do at that contract level. But also, you don't have a guy that you don't have a player that's in his physical prime anymore. So he just doesn't have value. And so the value that would come with Carmelo, this is also why it's a strategic misfire by Phil. What you have to sell around the league is that Carmelo wants to win. Carmelo's desperate to win. Carmelo is a winner. Carmelo will do whatever it takes. Carmelo's been a great influence on Porzingis. Spin that narrative. Spin that. Because then at least you could somehow try to sell, even though Carmelo's very expensive, even though Carmelo's up there in age, he's an asset to you. But to now be saying he doesn't want to win, can't change his spots, he's a loser, that really sinks the trade value of whatever you're going to get for him. I just think the whole thing is an incredible show of ineptitude by Phil Jackson. And the fact that this guy is... The fact that this guy is right now in charge of the Knicks and they're this bad is because largely of him. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. So... On the other side of the coin is the Golden State Warriors, who are once again the best record in the NBA and looking at trying to grab another championship. And Warriors owner Joe Lacob says that last year's 73 wins by the Warriors didn't really impress Michael Jordan. Lacob said that MJ told him his thoughts when the two had dinner with other owners during the CBA negotiations. Lacob told 95.7 FM The Game in San Fran, quote, "People were drinking, having a good time and all that, but there was a moment when Jordan said, you know, 73 doesn't mean crap. He did it. Michael Jordan did that. And I looked at him and I just decided not to, you know, make a big deal out of it. I said, you know, you're right. We didn't win it. We got to get better." Lacob said, "Jordan's fantastic and I'm not going to cross him, but that kind of hurt, you know? I think that was one of the greatest years you could ever have in any sport." Look, Jordan's not out of, he's not out of pocket for saying that. Jordan has every right to say that. Because in Michael Jordan's mind, as is most competitors, it doesn't mean crap unless you have the ring. If Michael Jordan's Bulls in 96 went 72-10 and lost to the NBA Finals to the Sonics, do you think Jordan would have been happy with that? Do you think Michael Jordan would be bragging about the regular season win total? No way. Now, I think that Jordan ends up sometimes getting more adulation for being a competitor than he probably deserves, because sometimes he's kind of held up as this guy that's almost unhuman in how competitive he is. And there's just a lot of players that are really competitive. You don't get that far in terms of being a professional athlete unless you're super, super competitive, most guys. Now, some guys are just naturally talented, but you know, if you're pushing yourself to be a Hall of Famer, if you're pushing yourself to be one of the greats ever, you know, whether it's Kobe, whether it's Bill Russell, whether it's Jordan, whether it's LeBron, I mean, once you get Michael or Magic and Larry, once you have this kind of very small subset of the greatest players of all time, of course those guys are motivated. Of course those guys are competitive. Of course those guys will do anything it takes to win. It's just built into your DNA. You don't get that great just by coasting, not caring. So for Jordan, of course he thinks that way. It don't mean crap. I don't care how many regular season wins we have. I don't care how many postseason wins we have. Only matters if I have that ring, because that is the only thing that I define myself by. And I think that Michael Jordan at times is very unhealthy with this obsession. I think the way that he spoke to people and about guys that made the high school team when he got cut at his Hall of Fame induction was, it's almost psychotic. You know, your career is already done. You're considered the greatest player of all time. Everything is now in the past. And you are still harboring resentment to the point where you need to actively humiliate or embarrass a high school coach or a high school player at your Hall of Fame induction. I mean, the guy is sick in that way. But so, of course, he thinks 73 wins doesn't matter. And if Joe Lacob is hurt by that, oh, God. You know, shut up. You're hurt because Michael Jordan doesn't think that your 73 wins matter? I mean, look at the New England Patriots. They go 19-0. Or do they go 18-0 and then lose in the Super Bowl? Do you think Tom Brady's like, you know, I'm really proud of 07? You think Bill Belichick's like, you know, I just want everybody to know that we are really, really proud of how well we played in 07. Of course not. Of course not. The most embarrassing thing at Foxborough Stadium is that they actually have a little flag in the corner that says undefeated regular season. And every Patriots fan hates that banner. And come on. You're going to be hurt because one of the greats of all time says he's not impressed by a great regular season record. I mean, for Michael Jordan, he's like, yeah, you guys won one more game than I did, but you blew a 3-1 series lead in the finals, so it ain't crap. I mean, and you could totally understand that. Totally. Totally. And it also says that, like, even Joe Lacob, who runs right now the most successful organization in the NBA and certainly has an ego to himself because he's told people that he is the gold standard, that organization is the gold standard for everything in the NBA, is saying, you know, I don't want to cross him. I just said, yeah, you know what, you're right. Because that's how intimidating MJ still is. Owners are like, yeah, you know, I don't want to get on the wrong side of MJ. I'm just going to let that sleeping dog lie. He's just still a bully. He's still a bully to other billionaire owners, which is hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Like, he's running the Charlotte Hornets, who are, you know, middle-of-the-road playoff team, and then was the Bobcats, and they were a disaster. Joe Lacob won 73 games last year. He totally has bragging rights for how to own a team, and he's intimidated still by MJ. When we come back, college football, just how difficult is it to win in the Big Ten? We'll ask head coach of Rutgers, Chris Ash, that question next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something. To never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic for an unsurpassed level of protection. Listen to your engine and never settle. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
This Valentine's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Valentine's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma, for boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now, 1-800-544-2352.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing.